Coming up on Only a Game, when walking was this country's most popular spectator sport. But first, in order to win a PGA tournament with a bogey on the final hole, you have to have built up a bit of a lead. 30-year-old Stephen Bowditch won his first PGA Tour event, last week's Texas Open, in just that way. Bowditch's career has been characterized by ups and downs that have included a well-publicized struggle with major depression. Stephen, congratulations. I presume by now that you have cashed the $1,116,000 check.
Yes, sir. I actually looked into my bank account this morning and saw there was a few extra zeros in there, which was a nice surprise.
You went into the Texas Open ranked number 339 in the world, so you weren't exactly a favorite. Tell us a little bit about how it felt to finish on top in Texas.
It was wonderful. You know, it's definitely a dream, and, you know, to be able to play out here on tour and now to have a win's unbelievable. You know, it was a struggle for the weekend, but it was fun and exciting and, you know, a great thrill and just so happy to get it done.
I understand that as you were making your way through the final round on Sunday with the lead, you found yourself thinking about the upcoming Masters tournament in Augusta. You knew, of course, that winning in Texas would be your Masters entree.
Uh-huh.
That must have been a distraction from the business at hand. How did you handle it?
It wasn't just that day. You know, I've sort of been thinking about it. The first time it sort of popped in my head was after Friday when I had the lead going into Saturday. You just sort of, I guess, embrace the thoughts and just sort of keep working through them. Acknowledge they're there and hopefully you come out the other side.
You have spoken before about suffering from clinical depression. Symptoms included terrible headaches and sometimes the inability to concentrate on anything, including golf. How did you begin to get relief from those symptoms?
You know, it's I'm grateful that this is what I was dealt with. You know, it's a part of my past, it's part of my present, and it's going to be a part of my future. And I'm just grateful that it's made me into the person I am now. You know, it's a very personal and private sort of matter. And, you know, I'm just, again, just grateful. It's just who I am, part of me.
Fellow Australians Jason Day and John Sendon have also won PGA Tour events this year, giving Australians three victories in 5 weeks. Next week, Australian Adam Scott will attempt to defend his 2013 Masters win. What's up with the men from down under?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I guess what Adam Scott and Jason Day's done for Australian golf in the last couple of years has been unbelievable, and I think it just gives us maybe a little more pep in our step, you know, and a little more drive trying to keep up with them.
We've mentioned, of course, that this was your first PGA Tour win, but you have been successful at other levels in golf. Tell me a little bit about the difference between winning on the tour and some of the winning that you've previously done.
I've been lucky enough to hold up a few trophies, you know, but there's nothing quite like the feeling I had on Sunday. When it's happened before, I've sort of been nervous for maybe, you know, one or two holes on Sunday and then sort of settle down and then maybe coming in on the last couple of holes. But this was a completely different animal. I was nervous from the moment I woke up Sunday morning and then, you know, all day. It never settled for me, which was kind of a good thing in a way. When I got to the final few holes and after I had a lay down on that one hole and sort of gathered my thoughts and really thought about what's going on and what I needed to do, because I'd been nervous all day, it didn't really change. It never changed. So there was no real spike in my emotion or blood levels or anything like that. So I was able to get through it pretty good.
You're going to have to help me with lay down. What did that mean?
No, I on the 15th hole, I just laid down on the ground and sat there for a couple of minutes while I was waiting for my other playing competitors.
Sounds like a splendid way to psych out the opposition. You're so relaxed you could go to sleep in the fairway.
It might have looked like that, but I wasn't thinking that way.
Stephen Bowditch, winner of last weekend's Texas Open, will be among those smelling the magnolias in Augusta next week. Stephen, best of luck in Georgia, and thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you so much for having me. Most appreciated.